Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies. Feeling good or well. This, most of us would believe, is a basic human need. People often turn to illegal drugs or alcohol to get to this state, in a form of self-medication. Or maybe there was no trauma to point to necessarily in a person's life, and they use whatever substance anyway, still in an attempt to feel good. Many people have found that there's more constructive ways to get to a nice state where stress, whatever that might be, can often be alleviated. Or even if there's not much abnormal stress, a state to attain, just if there's an everyday feeling of wanting something more in one's life. There may be just the thing for everyone, or even anyone. Something so simple, it doesn't require a thing besides you, not even a gym or running shoes. I'm talking about the breath. Everyone's got this. You're dependent on it anyway, just to be alive. If your significant other is out of town, you still got the breath. You're snowed in January. The breath is still there. Your smartphone can't connect. You can still connect with the breath. So, you just sit down, a chair works just fine, no need to demonstrate the lotus posture. All you need to do is pay attention to your breathing. That's really it. As much as you can, watch or feel the breath. Focus on it such that, to use that overused word, become the breath. Well, not really, but you're trying to focus on the breathing as a primary thing. Thoughts will come and go, but just keep bringing your awareness back to the breath. Try it for a few minutes. Maybe it isn't for everybody, but I would suggest keep trying, and you might just get the knack and enjoy it. And then you'd be glad you did. Remember, back in the 60s, many people used psychedelic drugs to achieve a state that took them beyond the ordinary life and showed them a bigger picture beyond this ego. Many of these same people discovered meditation-type exercises got them to a similar state, but in a safer way. If sitting still is truly crazy-making or somehow intolerable, more of a movement-type exercise that still benefits from connecting with the breath is Tai Chi or Qigong. Here, you can even satisfy your body's need for exercise while getting some transcendent effects at the same time. A nice quality about Tai Chi and Qigong is you don't need really any athletic ability, just some initial instruction to get you going. Then again, you don't need much expensive equipment or gym time and expenses either. Many studies demonstrate the benefits of these activities, including relief of negative emotional states like anxiety and depression. And as I said, for the moment, breath activities, you get added physical benefits, less likely to fall and break a bone if you're elderly. In fact, if someone is concerned about osteoporosis, preventing a fall with Tai Chi is just as important as keeping your bones strong. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.